Hey gorgeous souls, Laura Bennett here, and let's get real, who here feels like they are constantly running on empty? Like a hamster wheel of DDoS that never seems to stop. You know the feeling, right? That constant pressure cooker of doing it all and wondering where your own time and energy even went. Well, friend, you are absolutely not alone. Today, we're diving headfirst into the burnout monster, how to recognize those red flags, and most importantly, how to reclaim your sanity and find that sweet spot of work-life harmony. Because trust me, a life lived in balance is a beautiful thing. First up, let's talk about recognizing the signs. Ever feel like you're constantly dragging yourself through the day? That nagging sense of exhaustion that just won't quit? Yeah, that's not your body telling you to take a nap, it's screaming burnout. We've also got that I can't do this anymore feeling creeping in more often than usual. You know, when even the simplest tasks feel like climbing Mount Everest. And let's not forget about the impact on your mental game. Are you feeling irritable, anxious, or just plain disconnected from things you used to enjoy? These are all major red flags, my friends. So listen to those whispers, because ignoring them can lead to a whole lot of trouble down the line. Now let's talk strategies, because we're not just here to complain about the problem, we're here to empower ourselves with solutions. First and foremost, remember that saying no is not a dirty word. You don't have to be a superhero who saves the world every day, although you are pretty awesome. Learning to set boundaries is crucial for protecting your time and energy. Think of it like this. You wouldn't let anyone walk all over your physical space, so why let them trample on your mental and emotional well-being? Next up, prioritize self-care. This isn't just about bubble baths and face masks, although those are pretty great. It's about actively investing in your well-being. Getting enough sleep, eating nourishing foods, moving your body, and engaging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's essential. You can't pour from an empty cup, so make sure yours is always full. Let's talk about time management, because let's face it, sometimes we feel like there just aren't enough hours in the day. Try implementing a schedule that works for you. Block out time for work, personal activities, and even some guilt-free relaxation. And remember, perfection is the enemy of progress. Don't aim for flawless, aim for consistent effort. Celebrate the small wins and don't beat yourself up over the occasional slip-up. And finally, cultivate a supportive network. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, encourage your dreams, and understand your journey. A strong support system can make all the difference when life throws curveballs your way. Remember, you don't have to go it alone. Ever felt like you were juggling too many balls only to drop them all in a spectacular fashion? Yeah, me too. That's what happened last month when I was trying to juggle a major project deadline, my personal fitness goal, spoiler alert. They didn't quite work out, and planning my friend's birthday party. It was like a chaotic circus act, and trust me, it wasn't pretty. I finally hit that wall of exhaustion, the kind where even getting out of bed felt like an Olympic feat. That's when I realized I needed to make some serious changes. First things first, I said no to a couple of extra commitments. It was tough at first, but it gave me back valuable time and mental space. Then, I started prioritizing my self-care routine. Even just 15 minutes of meditation in the morning made a world of difference. And most importantly, I leaned on my friends for support. Sharing my struggles helped me realize I wasn't alone, and their encouragement kept me going. So remember, recognizing those burnout signs is crucial. It's like having an early warning system for your mental and physical health. Embrace saying no to protect your energy. Prioritize self-care, because it's not a luxury, it's a necessity. Master the art of time management and build that support network. Let's recap. Today we talked about recognizing those burnout red flags, fatigue, irritability, feeling overwhelmed. Remember, saying no is your superpower. Prioritizing self-care isn't selfish. Mastering time management can be life-changing, and building a strong support system can be your saving grace. Now go out there, take action, and make some magic happen. And remember, you are absolutely capable of creating that work-life balance you crave. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.